So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and to Day 3 of Part 4. Now, as you're doing this exercise each day, as with any meditation exercise, it's quite common for little obstacles to come up along the way. By and large, it may feel very straightforward for you, but for many people, they experience a little bit of perhaps physical pain from time to time. They might experience some emotions, some quite strong emotions sometimes, or even quite a busy mind. And it's really useful to know how to deal with those. Now, I think I mentioned this earlier on in Heart Series 2, but with this particular exercise, it presents us with an opportunity to actually use those obstacles as part of the exercise. So, for example, if you're experiencing perhaps a bit of discomfort in your back or in your shoulders, in your neck, the way in which to use that in this exercise is to imagine as though that is the discomfort that you're sort of taking in, that you're breathing in from others. It's almost a confirmation that something is happening, a process is at work. By doing that, you flip everything on its head. So rather than kind of focusing, seeing it as a negative, trying to get rid of it, there's actually a sense of, okay, well, this is part of the exercise. And that there's something happening here, there's something working. It allows the mind to process that in a very, very different way than it usually would. It's just the same for emotions. So if you start to experience a sense of frustration or impatience, of loneliness, of guilt, whatever it might be that appears in the mind, rather than sort of really diving into it and getting very involved in it, instead, far better to sit there and imagine, okay, well, I can't be the only person experiencing this emotion right now in the world. There must be, you know what, hundreds of thousands, possibly millions, even a billion people experiencing this emotion right now. So if I can just imagine that this emotion represents the emotion of everybody, if I can breathe into that and replace it with something else, then the whole way in which we relate to the emotion will change. And not just in the exercise itself, it will change over time in everyday life as well. And that's a really kind of beautiful thing to watch happening in the mind. So just something to keep in mind as you're doing the exercise today, that no matter what arises in the meditation, even if it appears as an obstacle, it can actually be used as a really useful part of the practice. But for now, just take a moment or two to get comfortable. And when you're ready, just beginning with some deep breaths. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes. Just bringing the attention to the weight of the body, the points of contact, any sounds, just becoming a little bit more familiar with the space around you. And when you're ready now, starting at the top of the head, just scanning down through the body, becoming more aware of both physical sensations and also the emotional tone of mind. Remember now, as you pause, just to ask yourself what your motivation is today. Just making sure that it hasn't become too routine, too habitual, that you're really being honest in what it is today that you're looking to learn or understand from this exercise, and what it is today that can really make a difference, really impact the people around you with what's going on in your life right now. And just bringing the attention now to the breath. If you find it easier to count the breaths, and after a little while you can, but to begin with, just take time to settle into the breath, the natural rhythm of the breath, just allowing the mind to rest wherever you feel that most clearly, strongly in the body. You're in your own time now. Just watching as that exchange begins. And it's almost as though it begins all on its own. There's no effort required. Not a sense of needing to apply a lot of effort. Something that's happening quite easily, quite naturally. And in your own speed and at your own time, just allowing the scale of that exchange to get bigger and bigger as the mind imagines a larger and larger space. And just continuing in that way now. And when it feels as though there's a genuine sense of easing, of greater sense of happiness, contentment in that space around you. You may well feel that in yourself as well. Now just letting go of any focus, any visualization, just allowing the mind to be free. And then just bringing the attention back once more to the body, the weight of the body, contact of the feet on the floor, any sounds, and just opening the eyes. Finishing the exercise in the way that you began. Just aware of the space around you in the room. Blinking perhaps a few times just to refocus the eyes. Still with that same sense of awareness. Perhaps noticing the mind wanting to race off. Perhaps noticing the mind wanting to sleep. Whatever it might be. Just being clear how you feel and clear in your willingness, intention, motivation to be present throughout the day. And when you've done that, you can just sit back, have a stretch if you'd like to. And remember, as you go through your day today, there's the opportunity to apply exactly the same idea that I was talking about at the start of today's exercise during your day. So if you should experience some kind of physical discomfort, then that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to breathe into that, to imagine that you're breathing in, receiving other people's difficulty. And in a sense, there is a genuine sense of sharing in that moment, because there will be many other people experiencing discomfort at that time. And by breathing into it, you are immediately connecting, sharing, relating, empathizing to all those different people. Equally, as you breathe out a sense of easing of the discomfort of the pain towards others, there's a very good chance that you might experience a little bit of that yourself at the same time. Again, it applies equally to emotions or to the way in which the mind is operating, whether it's very busy, very quiet. These are all opportunities to open the mind and to move towards a place of acceptance. But I'll leave it there for now, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4 of part 4.